We're standing in front of a sculpture by Alexander Calder, who's a great artist born in Philadelphia. I'm Elizabeth Turner. I've been studying Alexander Calder for most of my professional life. Before we actually look at this sculpture, I want you to look east down Benjamin Franklin Parkway to the top of City Hall. The giant statue of William Penn on top was made by Calder's grandfather, Alexander Milne Calder. Now turn around and look in the opposite direction. Do you see that fountain in the distance? That's the Swan Memorial Fountain, and it was created by Calder's father, Alexander Sterling Calder.
So Calder's sculpture being right here, halfway in between his father and his grandfather, was just brilliant placement. I'm Donald Lipsky. I'm an artist. I live here in Philly. The sculpture right in front of us was built in 1964, and it's called Three Discs, One Lacking.
And it comes from a very different mindset than that of Calder's father and grandfather.
Rather than a statue of a person or a statue of an animal, it can make you think of all sorts of different things.
He wanted his sculptures to speak to the action of the city around him. He shed the cumbersome process of cast bronze, and instead, he worked with modern materials.
Planes of steel, big bolts or rivets.
The same materials of the skyscrapers that you see around you.
He's taking raw materials and using them to construct. I immediately grasped the engineering because it's so simple, yet so elegant.
The sculpture rests very lightly on the earth. It touches down, it springs up, it has this effect of forward motion.
Look at the edges of the planes of steel in this sculpture and notice how they move your eye through space.
Calder plays with that action by cutting out a certain area.
That almost looks like someone could have taken a chomp out of it.
And if you look through that negative space of the empty disc.
Get down on all fours.
Bend down and look up.
Look up through that empty space up towards City Hall. You'll notice that it frames the tower with William Penn on top.
It's framing a new space and it's framing your view.
Walk around the sculpture. Watch the planes come in and out of focus. As you move around it, those legs flatten out to the point where it just disappears and becomes a plane.
This sculpture is constantly changing, just as the world around it is constantly changing. And it's alive. It feels alive because your eyes are moving, just like the cars whizzing past us here on the parkway.